took a while. Well, as I was going over this one, you know, I always underline some things, and had a few things underlined, but a couple of days ago, I was reminded of a verse of Scripture, and I couldn't find it in the Torah portion. I thought it was something else because I was doing another study, so I went back to the Torah portion, and I did find it. And it's the Galatians. So we'll take a look at it. Galatians 5:1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. So why did Christ set us free? To be free. So that's pretty simple. Stand firm, or persevere, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Now this reminded me of something. You know, I've been in jail a few times, but I remember one particular time I went for a week, and it felt like years. I mean, it was horrible. But anyway, whenever I was finally released, I didn't go back a week later and wanting to go and saying, "Look, I really want to come back in. I enjoyed it here." I didn't do that. So this is what he's telling us here. He says, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. In other words, don't go back to what we came out of. And so we'll look at a slave to what? You know, slave to what? In sin. Sin covers a lot of things. So let's consider Galatians 5:19. Let's look at it. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatreds, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seductions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness. So all of these things we can become a slave to. And one of them is jealousy. And that's the one that really stuck out to me. Jealousy. You know, we can become a slave to jealousy. You know, there's folks who become slaves to being angry. You know, they look for something. They find it to be angry. You know, and I remember, you know, the one that really hit home with was drunkenness. I would look for reasons to get drunk. You know, just whatever. I'd come up with something. If I didn't find nothing, I'd just come up with something. I'm getting drunk today because so and so. But anyway, you know, there's we can become slaves to that stuff. And before you know it, we don't need an excuse because we are slaves to it. You know, we just do it. We're angry. And you've seen them. There's people who are just angry. You try to talk to them, they're angry. And there's folks who are jealous, you know. And we see it. We live around it. But he says, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So we don't want to go back to that stuff because we come out of it. So that's one thing that really stuck out to me, and I was reminded of some other things. And one of them was in Proverbs 24:19-20. And again, we're talking about jealousy. Do not fret of evil men, or be envious or jealous of the wicked, for the evil man has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out or put out. So jealousy. And You know, there's, and again, we see this every day, and especially, you know, I see it a lot, you know, with other charter captains, you know, and most of them are not from here, you know, and you look at them, and we see this in all aspects of life. You look at them, it seems like, man, they're getting all the business, they're doing good, you know, they're buying whatever they want, anytime they want it, and you know these folks, you know, because we see it every day, right? But this is what he says. He says, for the evil man has no future hope. See, we have a future hope. We have a future hope. So we shouldn't be a slave to jealousy. And listen, how easy can it be to see those who are living an unrighteous life and it appears they have everything they want and all is going good? It's like I just mentioned. But is that what this life is really supposed to be about? Think about it. Is this life supposed to be that we get everything that we want when we want it? I don't think it is. Getting what you want when you want it. And there's ways to get it. Conforming to the ways, to the things that they're doing. The ones that is that it seems that they're getting it. We can conform to their ways, which is the world's ways. How easy can it be to be envious of evil men when you see them succeeding in their schemes? And that's the one that gets me. You know, but again, you know, we have to get beyond that. We can't focus on that because it will get us. We have to focus on our inheritance, on our prize, because he says that for the evil man has no future hope, but we do. We have a future hope and we know what that future hope is, and that's why we can't concentrate on those things. We can't concentrate on them people as far as what they're doing. You know, we should concentrate on sowing seed in their life. And look, that's hard to do. That's hard to do because and it becomes harder whenever we're jealous. If we're jealous of what they have and what they're doing, we're not going to sow any seed. We're not going to do it. You know, it all may look good to them. It all may feel good. But we know the end result. And the end result is not good. They have no future. We have a future, and you know something? We can be their only hope. Us. We can be their only hope to sow seed in their life. And look, even if they don't get it, we still need to make ourselves available. Because remember, we can't determine where the seed is sowed. That's not our job. He says to sow the seed. You sow the seed, and you water it, and I'm going to give the increase. But sometimes it gets tough to do that. If we focus on the other things, their accomplishments, what they're doing, their schemes, we can't focus on that. We have to focus on sowing seed. Consider Proverbs 10:30. It says, the righteous will never be uprooted, but the wicked will not remain in the land. So again, the righteous, we're not going to be uprooted. But he says, but the wicked will not remain in the land. We have to keep our eyes on Yeshua and off of that stuff. And, you know, I had two guys on a boat and their sons today. And they were both Christians. Well, anyway, you know, we're fishing, and a guy throws out, and I'm watching, you know, I watch everybody's card. I'm Brother Chad, you watch everybody's card. And we good at it, too, because we'll let them know, hey, your card's down. So anyway, we fishing, I'm watching the guy's card, it went down. Said, hey, your card's down. Hey, your card's down. He looks out there, his card's down, he jerked it. I said, hey, that card represents Christ. You got to keep your eyes on Christ. Don't worry about your surroundings. Said, you keep your eyes on Christ. He said, man, that's a good way to put that. Yep, but it's true. I mean, there's so much stuff out there that distracts us. But I'm going to use that more often. Man, I just came to him and I'm like, whoa, I'm going to tell him that. You know, he needs to hear that. Well, that's all I had. If anybody has anything else you want to add to it, come on up.
Spirit works. Father, incredible. When you just got finished talking about, that used to bother me, the outsiders coming in, like they all have been here, in front of me, and you think about it, bothering me. In the last couple of days, I've been listening to what you just read in Proverbs 10, 12, I got to chapter 13 in the past 2 days. And I knew the Father say, hey, if you keep thinking about that stuff, you ain't never going to be that witness. So I thought about certain individuals, and I had my people in the book, cruising down, and I was just talking to my people. And I get to this spot, and there's one of those foreigners right there. But I didn't pay it no mind. I never, ever told that person anything, ever. I thought about, man, these people. I'm going to tell them one day, and I'm like, you know, you can't do that. But it would always bother me. But Proverbs is talking about that, and all this same thing we talked about. But anyways, I pull up not far from them. And somebody comes on the radio and says, hey, is that Brother Chad in that green boat over there? And I say, yes, sir. He goes, yes, I'm right over here. He said, I fish with so-and-so. I said, oh, yeah, how you doing, man? How you doing over there? Oh, I just thought I recognized your boat over there. How you doing? I said, oh, I'm doing good. All right, we only got a couple over here. How you been doing? I'm doing good. All right. And then Brother Preston come on the radio and started talking to him and everything. And I'm like, man, these people are really paying attention to watching.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very careful. And if I would have said something a while back about those persons, they'd never open the door. You'd never be a light like that. You know, be in prison to jealousy. Jealousy is a serious sin to be in prison to. So I just want to let you know, hey, that's right on cue. That's exactly what I've been thinking about, praying about, and Lord, you're sharing Proverbs with you. All that's going to happen with them. We've got to be that light for them. Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, we deal with it on a boat, but, I mean, it's every aspect of life, you know. They have them folks that we see, and we're like, man, how in the world? You know, they don't even go to church. How can they have all this stuff? Well, hey, we can't focus on that. We need to focus on what God has us doing. You know, I had gotten a debate on Facebook about, you know, how God wants us to be rich. And they use different examples in the Bible, which the guys were rich. But you know, what do we say to somebody who lives in Nepal? He's doing what God wants. He's traveling on a bicycle, doing what God wants him to. What you tell that guy? Well, you're not welcome in the kingdom because you're not rich? I mean, come on. That's crazy, you know, but some people actually believe that. People we know. But we in trouble. Ain't none of us rich. So we in trouble if that's the case. But look, as long as we're doing what God wants us to do, we don't need all that stuff. We don't need all the accolades. We just follow Yeshua, and we'll be fine. We'll go where we need to go. We'll say what we need to say, and we'll do what we need to do. Don't forget to pray for Pastor and Pastor Charlotte. They went to Brother Mark's church, right? Yeah. Yeah, so... don't forget about them. I tell you what, we'll go ahead and pray for them together while we're here. And in closing.